Prisons are notoriously difficult places to work for obvious reasons, which makes this next story all the more surprising. Brianna Duggan from member station WFAE introduces us to a woman who brought a grandmother's warmth and candy to North Carolina's only youth prison.
Only one person at Western Youth Institution has a reserved parking space, and it's not the warden. Smack dab outside of the front door of the 16-story youth prison, halfway between Charlotte and Asheville, is a small sign. It reads, "Reserved for Millie Gordon." She's the music teacher. Her music classes and choir are made up of the state's youngest offenders. But she says she's never been scared.
Some of them have done murder. Some of them have done rape. Just any crime you can think of, somebody there has done it. And the best way to handle them is to treat them all like grandchildren.
Millie doesn't ask about her students' crimes. She says her secret to success is not judging them. That and the butterscotch candies don't hurt.
Because Miss Gordon, when you finish a paper in her class, you get a butterscotch. And everybody loves butterscotch.
Kasim Anderson is one of her students.
When you get the butterscotch, you have to say thank you. Nobody, although it is a lot of disrespectful people in this facility, nobody disrespects Miss Gordon.
Up on the right, down on the left. That's good. Now keep going.
Okay. Millie Gordon always wanted a career in music. She even took classes at Juilliard. But when marriage and kids came around, music became a side item. Then her husband left her. She says not long after that, she had a dream of young men reaching through prison bars. When she woke up, she remembered a call she'd received 2 years before, a man asking her to start a music program at the prison down the road in Morganton. She called him back.
As soon as I said, "This is Millie Gordon," the man who had called me said, "Are you ready to start that music program?" And I said, "You mean in 2 years you haven't found anyone?" He said, "I guess we've been holding it for you."
What's something that's fun that you remember from your childhood?
This morning, it's a beginner's music class.
Okay.
On the chalkboard above several scribbled music notes, Millie has written her own note. You can, if you think you can.
We're going to have to dispense with class early, but I want to do this poem.
She's passing out a poem called "I Am Special." Amid some chuckles, the students take turns reading.
I'm beginning to realize it's no accident that I'm special. I'm beginning to see that God is special for a very special purpose. He must have a job for me that no one else can do.
She says they're actually lucky to be in prison.
And that's what's kept me here all these 30 years, is that you guys are special, that God has chosen you. If you'd stayed out on the street, you might be dead now. And you know some of your friends are deceased.
Millie Gordon rarely hears from students once they get out. She's not allowed to contact them for a year, and by then, they've usually gone on somewhere else.
But I turn them over to God and say, "He's your child. Now you know what to do."
And we'll do verse 1.
I never thought in my youth when I was studying for a career in music, that in my old age, in my 80th decade, I would be doing the work that I am doing behind bars. Thank you, Father.
Come on, shout it out.
I'm so glad Jesus lived in me.
For NPR News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.
Jesus lived in me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.